Jones, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. And today we have an awesome guest today, but are you excited about who we have on today, Vanessa?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been watching this lady for some time now, so I am so excited about all the amazing things that she has coming up.
Yes, yes. I have known this lady for so long, and I mean, it just seems like ages, and it's probably only been about 4 or 5 years, but it seems like ages. She is the sweetest person ever, and she has started a expo, Let's Get Serious and Recharge Expo, and she wants to help the people get informed about their health. So without further ado, we're going to have Cherie Good on. How are you, Cherie?
Hello, hello. How are you, ladies?
Good, good. We're so glad to have you on and for you to talk about all the great things you're doing. So without further ado, we're going to ask you the question we ask everybody when they first get on. So what are you doing to change the world via social media?
Wow, I am super busy these days, but you know what? Somebody has to do it, right? So
right.
I'm changing the world through my business, Total Harmony Enterprises, which is a wellness company. It focuses on the total person, mind, body, and spirit. But then we have that special focus that we put on self-care, especially as women, because we take care of everybody else, but we oftentimes neglect ourselves. And if we don't recharge our batteries, what's going to happen? We're going to fizzle out. And we're not going to be around very long if we're not taking care of our mind, body, and spirit. So I teach strategies of how to perform and make time for that self-care that's so necessary. It's not an option. It's necessary. And so that brings me to our Let's Get Serious Health, Wellness, Fitness Expo that's coming up this May.
Well, tell us more about that expo.
Well, it's 7 years strong. The reason that I started the expo was because at the age of 59, my dad unfortunately died from a heart attack in his sleep. And so I knew I had to spring into action, not only because as a woman, the statistics for women is one in three women die annually from a heart attack. And so now I'm predisposed because my father died from a heart attack. And so I knew that I had to do something in order to, you know, educate the public, and, you know, so they wouldn't have to go through, maybe have to go through a tragedy like my family did, because I felt like we may have missed something because I didn't, you know, he didn't have signs of heart disease. It was all sudden. And he died on Thanksgiving Day. So you can just imagine how tragic that was for our family. And so I started the Let's Get Serious and Recharge Expo just to bring awareness to the community. We get together for a day of just wellness, health testing, and we have vendors that bring healthy information, learning how to eat healthy with healthy food samples that you can actually taste and see that you can still be healthy and have some flavor to your food. And then last but not least, we have wellness speakers, and then we work out with a bunch of fitness instructors throughout the day so that people can actually see what's out there in the community, because we're going to take out all the excuses for not exercising. You can't say, oh, I don't like one thing, because there's too many options out there for us not to be active and to be functioning.
Wow. Wow. I'm loving this. I am so loving this because myself, I am going through this whole challenge here of getting back healthy. So I love this, because we do need this information. We really, really do, because it's more and more common now in our community because we're not educated. But not only educated, we are not open enough to be able to understand there is a better way of being healthy. And just like you said, to be able to have, you know, healthy food that still tastes good. So what you're doing is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And I know it's going to be sold out. So we're going to claim that right now. It's going to be sold out.
Yes.
So absolutely. So when you have wellness people, like when you go into wellness, are you talking about wellness as just far as like a coach, or is it something like spiritually wellness? What? Because everybody's wellness definition is totally different. And so with you having experience in that field. Tell us what's the variations of different types of wellness.
So I always like to say you're a total person, you're a whole person. So you can't treat one part and not treat the rest of you. So you have to break it down to mind, body, and spirit. So as far as having a well mind, everything starts in your mind. So without a healthy mindset, you can't make healthy, reasonable, beneficial decisions in your life. You can't make healthy, beneficial decisions for your family. Or if you're in business for yourself, you can't make healthy decisions for your business as well. And your mindset and your thinking shapes the end result of every situation. So everything we do, if you think about it, everything we do starts with a thought. Before we get out of bed, what do? We think, oh, it's time for me to get up because I got to get somewhere. So then you make the decision to get up. But everything starts with a mind. But when you recharge your mind, you're making sure that you're getting proper rest. You're making sure that you take time just to stay in the moment and meditate and just have moments of silence. You know, you gain clarity. You're recharged. You're not walking around drained like a drained battery that could die out at any time. So making sure that you take care of your mind, that means that you're going to take those rest breaks. You're going to get that sleep. You're going to eat foods that's going to nourish your mental thought process. And then when you move over to the body, we always hear the saying, your body is your temple, right? So think about your body like an automobile. You wouldn't dare think of driving your car, never getting an oil change, never taking it to the shop to get the tires rotated, never getting any kind of maintenance. Well, your body is a fine-tuned machine, and so it requires routine maintenance just like anything else. To properly function, you require routine maintenance. So the way that we maintain our bodies dictates the outcome of our health. If we're neglecting our bodies and we're not going for our routine physicals and we're eating junk, our body is going to start giving us those signals, letting us know that, you know what, you're turning into junk because you are what you eat. So just things like proper nutrition, staying well hydrated, and exercising regularly, those are just three major components of recharging your body and making sure that you're keeping your body totally harmonious and totally together. And then the last part of treating the entire person or recharging the whole person for total harmony is your spirit. To be happy, healthy, and feel totally harmonious in your life, you have to know yourself inside and out. You have to know the things that, you know, make you tick. You have to let go of the undesired things in your past, because so often we hold on to a lot of junk, a lot of garbage, and even things that we don't like about ourselves. We hold on to those things. But we have to forgive ourselves, forgive others in order to move forward, and then we can walk in our greatness, which we were designed to walk in. So as you notice, each of those components is important. It's very necessary. The only way that you're going to gain that total harmony and really, really be fully recharged is to pay attention to each area, mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you just broke that down so smoothly. You know, everybody thinks it has to be so hard. Like they're going to lose all of the good things they love to have. And so they just throw it all away. But the way you explained it, it makes us want to be healthy. So what are a mm-hmm. few things that you recommend to people who are having that challenge where it's just, oh, my goodness, I just can't give up everything. What would you give them to have them be more successful?
So the first thing is to know that no change takes place overnight. So be patient with yourself. Know that you're going to have mess-ups while you're on this journey to a totally harmonious person or a healthier you. You're going to have mess-ups. Don't be so hard on yourself. And the important thing to remember is that repetition is key. Whatever we do over and over and over again, we tend to stick with. So it says that you have to, you know, it's a saying that says you have to do something or see something 7 times in order to actually remember it or keep doing it. So typically in a week you'll start to form, you know, some habits. By 30 to 90 days, it's a complete change of life, a changeover for your whole life. It's a lifestyle change. But originally, you know, maybe trying to start it for a week. Make short-term goals first. Get through that week and then celebrate that week that you got through. Then set a new goal. Things as simple as, okay, this week I'm going to drink, make sure that every day I drink 64 fluid ounces of water. So make it fun. Do a journal. You can log on apps on your phone. Everybody has phones now. log on apps. There's a water app called Waterlogged. So it fills up the bottle for you as you're drinking your water throughout the day. You just hit the button and say, yeah, I drank that amount of water, and it fills the jug up for you. And you just feel a sense of accomplishment just by finishing drinking eight glasses of water in a day. And just you celebrate small accomplishments like that. Associate with people that have like goals. So get an accountability partner. Somebody that you can call and be like, girl, I want a burger so bad. She'd be like, no, we're doing this time. We're not doing it. We're not going to the sub shop. We're not doing that. Someone you can just pick up the phone and tell them when you're having that moment of weakness or you feel like you don't want to exercise and they're going to push you along the way. Making sure that you're moving. Move your body because that's going to also help your heart. That the most important things are nutrition, making sure you're managing your blood pressure and cholesterol, drinking water, making sure you're getting your routine physicals, things like that. I mean, you have a whole year to get a physical from 1 year to the next. So just if you plan it at the beginning of the year, then you have a whole another year before you have to do that again. So do small things that's going to have huge impacts. Just going to the doctors once a year is going to give you a glimpse of where you are with your health and then what you need to change. So that's where I would say to start. Schedule a physical for yourself. Find out what you need to change. If you don't know what to change, it's going to be very, very hard to change things. So right now we're in the middle of the 10-day recharge healthy heart challenge. And so things that we're doing to challenge our healthy heart is getting our blood pressure checked, scheduling that doctor's appointment, doubling up on our green leafy vegetables because we know that they're going to aid to the circulation in our bodies and make our heart function better, drinking more water. Some of the other things we're going to do is, you know, make it a fast food free night or fast food free day. Don't buy anything from any fast food establishment. If you just repeat that 10-day cycle over and over again, it's going to have a huge impact.
That is very true, very, very true. Because I start to see just the difference in my own household with me and my daughter and my goddaughter. We go and we work out basically now. And the first week, Lord, help me, it was the most hardest thing because I get back into this routine. Oh, my goodness. But I was so committed to make sure that, okay, hold on, Vanessa. You got to make sure that you stay committed just like you do in your business. Stay committed like you do with, you know, being involved with your children and your grandchildren. Stay committed. You need to do this for you, right? And so I'm always keep telling myself that. And when I see things are getting a little bit hard, I put my earplugs in, I tune everybody out, and I get to work. Just get to work and stay laser focused on what the ultimate goal will be. And so now I'm starting to see the results because even though the first week was torture, I continue to keep coming back more and more in order for me to see the results. And now I'm pushing myself more. So what you're saying is so true. What do you think about, and I got this bad, smoothies? I love a good smoothie. What would you recommend for, like, a smoothie that's healthy for people? Because people don't realize that you could be able to take something and turn it into something absolutely amazing, and it's fulfilling, just in case if it's getting too late, so you could be able to still have something that's nutritious in your body. Would you recommend a smoothie?
Oh, definitely. A smoothie can be a quick meal replacement. I would just say with your smoothies, make sure you're watching the sweet fruit that you put in it. So people, you know, bananas are good for you, but bananas are also loaded with sugar. So you have to be careful with how much, you know, be strategic about what you're putting in your smoothie because you don't want to be fighting a losing battle. You're doing it because you want to be healthy. So try to put more vegetables in your smoothie. Yes, you want the fruit for the sweet taste, but do your research. Look, do your research on the amount of sugar and use fruits that aren't as high in sugar as maybe a banana. So it can be definitely beneficial, especially if you're someone that doesn't eat breakfast or you skip meals. That's a meal replacement right there. So definitely smoothies is on the top of the chart. And also women need more protein than men. We need more protein, and protein is so important for us, number one, for our bodies to heal, So, you know, having some protein even before you go to bed is a good idea, because that's when the healing process takes place. That's when the weight loss takes place and our muscles recover when we're sleeping. So women need extra protein. So make sure that you're sliding some protein, maybe some peanut butter or something, in those smoothies too, to give you some extra protein.
Wow. You know, I never thought about that with the peanut butter and things like that. You know, when you think about protein, you think about meat. You know, but I know that eggs have some protein. And then, of course, you know, like you said, peanut butter and some things like that. People don't think about the other protein besides, you know, just a good old piece of good meat. Yes, I am a meat advocate.
Well, so many people are going the vegan and the vegetarian route or pescatarian route. So, you know, if you're not a person like myself, I don't eat beef or pork. So I have to find other ways to get my protein, which I'm a seafood. I love seafood. But then even with that, you still have to eat seafood in moderation because of the mercury in some of the fish. And also it can, you know, increase your cholesterol if you're frying it. So there's always everything done in moderation, but everyone's going that route where it was not eating as much meat just for a clean colon. That was why I did it, because, you know, beef and pork tend to spackle to the lining of your colon, and it doesn't release completely from your body for months at a time, just like dairy products. So it's important to do some research when you're, you know, when you are making those changes, and sometimes you have to take them slow. First decrease the item and then remove it from your diet, because you don't want your body to go into shock. And some of the things that we do need from our foods that are nutritious, we need to find another way to supplement it so that our bodies don't end up depleting itself because we stop doing certain things.
So now, all these lovely tips that you've given us, you know, a lot of people that were on the line may not even know that. So will they learn this at the expo?
Well, we have so many different vendors. You're going to learn a whole lot. Your head's probably going to be spinning a little bit. But I also offer Recharge program, where I teach ways to just start off a healthy regimen. I'm not a nutritionist, but I do have a nutritionist that works with me that can, you know, I can refer any client to get a detailed setup for themselves specifically. So everybody's nutritional needs are different for your body type, for your age, for your type of weight, for your goal that you're trying to reach. So I don't do the nutrition piece as much. I give tidbits like I just did now in the Recharge program. We go mind, body, spirit. That's how I teach the program. Ways to recharge your mind, ways to recharge your body, ways to recharge your spirit. But we do touch on things like nutrition, and then we have, like, special guests that come on calls, like our nutritionist, that gives you more details. But for specifics on what you should be eating and not consuming, I would definitely talk to a nutritionist.
Mm,
now, you have, like, any programs that you do throughout the year? Because I know that you have the expo, but what else do you do to continue this going on? Because I'm a believer that you still need that support all year long.
Yes, I am actually an ambassador and spokesperson for the American Heart and Stroke Association as well. So we just did our Go Red Day Party, which was a huge success, which brought attention to heart health, as well as I do Recharge events throughout the year. So we have women's Recharge brunches, where we get educated and just take some time out just for self-care, to love on ourselves a little bit, get away from, you know, every day, the rut of life, working and taking care of our families and our businesses, and actually just come together for some camaraderie with women who understand that self-care is important. So you'll be seeing some more events coming up soon, and we're also in the process of starting a Recharge retreat, a weekend retreat that we're looking at locations right now to do that this year.
Oh, that sounds nice. I know that you're going to be able to just really touch that person, you know, right there, mind, body, and spirit. I would be definitely interested in hearing more about that one. You know, I mean, so what is going on in the coming months for Miss Sheree Good? What's going on? What do we need to know about so that we will be on the radar?
Well, I am working on my next book, which hopefully will be a number
Yay.
One Amazon bestseller like my first one. So a recharge book. As I mentioned, we're working on the recharge retreat. It'll be a weekend retreat for ladies to not only, you know, like I said, you know, have some camaraderie among like-minded women in business and professional women who just need that time to just recharge their batteries. You know, we go, and sometimes before we know it, we haven't been on a vacation, we haven't taken a break, we haven't taken care of ourselves. And so it's going to be more of a pampering weekend than anything. So I'm super excited about that. And, of course, you know, with the expo coming up on May 27th, we're gearing up for that. We're getting all our vendors lined up. We're going to have healthy food samples. We have a couple chefs that are going to be at the expo giving out free food samples and also doing a cooking demo to show you how to cook healthy so that you can cook foods that recharge you. We even have a comedian who is going to open up the expo this year to get us laughing because laughter is good medicine. And we don't see enough people smiling these days. So we're going to start everybody off with a good smile and laugh. And then we have some Radio 1 personalities that's going to be there. April Watts is going to be there. And DJ Booby from 95.9, both of them are going to be there just to light up the space. And if anyone who's ever been to the expo, it's a high-energy atmosphere, trust me. We come to work out, bring your sweat. If you have a towel, bring your towel. I mean, we get it in. The music is high energy. The fitness instructors, they come ready to give it to you, and they put on their best so that you hopefully will want to take up their classes and have another way to stay healthy. So it's a lot going on, but I'm super excited, and I'm up for the task to help everybody recharge.
You got me hyped. Like, girl, that's what I'm talking about. The retreat, the expo. Okay. Tell people how they could be able to connect with you because you are absolutely amazing. I've been following you for some time now. And I'm like, wow. I remember just seeing the various things that you were doing on social media. But, you know, other people may not know that I've been watching. But imagine how many more people that's looking for a Sharice who could be able to give them some good information and want to stay in contact with you. Tell them how they could be able to stay connected with you as well.
Sure. They can visit my website, TotalHarmonyEnterprises.com, TotalHarmonyEnterprises.com. And there is actually a free recharge assessment on my website. So you can actually get a score of how bad you need to recharge your batteries and what areas you need to recharge your batteries. So you can put your name in there, ask you a couple questions. You answer the questions. It's very short. You submit the quiz, and then we know how to better help you. We know how to what area to focus on with you to help you to recharge your batteries more frequently, what things you actually need to do because everybody has a different situation in their life. You know, I can't say that you need this and make it generalized for everyone. You know, it has to be individualized. And so we have that on the website. We also do corporate health screenings. So any company out there that is thinking about having a health event, you can just call me and take all the stress away from yourself and put it on me. And I'll come and put the entire corporate health screening together where you can get your employees or your company. They can get blood pressures, weights, BMIs. We can do glucose levels, cholesterol levels. And then there's other things we can do, you know, specifically for what you're looking for. But all of that is on my website. I'm also a speaker, so if anyone wants to, you know, have me come and do a wellness speaking at their event or their corporation, I'm always open to that as well, helping their staff to just take 10 to recharge. 10 minutes a day can have a huge impact on your health. So if you don't take any time every day just to recharge your batteries, you're going to die out. You're going to fizzle out. You're going to burn out. Just think about your cell phone, your computers, all our gadgets that we carry around. If your cell phone is about to die, it gives you a warning, right? And it tells you you have 15% life left. You have 5% life left. And as you start to die down and that battery dies down, we are running wherever we have to run to get to a plug to recharge. Why don't we have that same sense of urgency when it comes to our health and our wellness? So So when your body is telling you, you have about 5% left before you fall out, or you got 5% left before you're just going to pass out because you're so tired because you haven't stopped to recharge, listen to your body. Your body gives you those signals, like that red light, yellow light, and green light. We used to play that when we were younger, right? Red means to stop. Your body's going to give you those signals to stop, but we don't want you to get to red. We want you to slow down when your body tells you it's time to slow down, when you're in that yellow zone. Because red zone, it's too late. You're already burned out. You're already feeling those symptoms that your immune system is being affected because you're not effectively taking care of your mind, body, and spirit. Sometimes that red light may mean that you're hospitalized. We don't want you there. We want you to take action when you get in that yellow zone where your body starts to say, hey, I think you better slow down because you're a little groggy because you're tired. Or, hey, you got a little slight cold. Those are signs that your immune system is starting to wear down. Or hey, you're losing weight a little too quick, or you're gaining weight because you're not eating properly. We want you in the green zone. We want you to go full speed ahead. But the only way you can go full speed ahead is if you're taking that time to totally recharge yourself through performing the necessary self-care.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that was great. That was great. You know, a lot of people just put themselves on the back burner. They don't think about that self-care. You know, I was a victim of that myself. You know, I recently had to realize that, you know, I was running on empty. And so, and that wasn't beneficial. And so, you know, it's time to recharge. So I'll be out there at the expo recharging. I'm going to be working out, getting those healthy samples. I'm going to be there, and we're going to make it happen because, you know, I know that I need it, and I know many other people need it, and so I'm going to be there supporting. And I just want to thank you, Sheree, for being on the line today. You know, you were phenomenal. You gave people things that they probably haven't even thought about before, and I just want to thank you for that.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes. All the good things you're doing, and they can get all of this information online. That is a good point because a lot of people are go, 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 and they may not be there 9 to 5 when somebody's working. But they can go to your website and find out if their battery needs to be recharged. And that's a good thing about, you know, social media and things like that. They can find out at their time, at their leisure. So I want to thank you for offering that. And Vanessa, do you have some final closing words for us tonight?
She making me get ready to hit the gym. I'm just saying. I'm going to have to fit you in so I can be able to come in and see you in person because there's nothing like seeing a person offline of who I've been following for so long. So I got to make this happen. I'm loving what you're doing. I'm really, really loving what you're doing. Keep it up and get ready for a bestseller. Get ready for a sold-out event. And this is your season. This is absolutely your season because you got me fired up and you got Dr. Finch fired up. I imagine what the audience is doing right now. So thank you once again. This has been absolutely an honor.
Thank you. I appreciate you ladies having me. Make sure you guys follow me on social media at Sheree M. Good. I would love to connect with all of you.
Yes, absolutely. Ladies, y'all need to follow her. You need to follow her. Y'all need to make sure that you are on her radar because she gives you so many great nuggets on all her social media. You need to be following. But we want to say thank you to each and every listener tonight. And if something resonated with you today, please find this podcast on Change Your Minds Online. You can also find it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. So until next time, we're going to continue bringing great people who are changing the world via social media. Good night, everyone.
Good night.